Welcome to Gulf Coast Music on WGCU Fort Myers 90.1-2 HD and WMKO Marco 91.7-2 HD. I'm James Till. Joining us today is Bill Fields of the Canefields. Welcome.
Hi, James. How are you doing?
Oh, pretty good. How are you doing today?
Good, thanks.
So from what we were discussing before we sat down for the interview, you've led a fairly eclectic life. How did this path lead you to becoming a singer-songwriter?
I don't know how that happened. How you get a passion in life is beyond my thought. You know, at certain points, you're struck with a passion. You're just struck with it. And I don't think it has anything to do with anything. It's just something that sort of hits you. But it sort of equipped me in some way in the fact that I've got a lot to draw on because I've lived a pretty full life and a lot of different... I've been someone who watches life. And I've watched it from so many different angles that I'm able to see things that are not always apparent to everybody, and I try to bring those out through my music and create more love and peace and understanding in the world in some kind of way.
So what are you going to be playing for us first?
Willing to Work for Love. That's the title of our second CD. She has a strong beauty, hair across her face. She rolled her hourglass hip my way. Said, Billy, we're gonna need some wood for the winter. Well, that girl could make me work all day. Said, Billy, load the chainsaw in the back of your old truck. I'll gather figs and bread and cheese. She took some gas money from the cookie jar. Oh, she winked and smiled and it weakened my knees. I saw her clear and I love that woman. I would move anywhere she shows. But things don't come my way that often, no, no. Oh, and I was willing to work, willing to work for love. I cut the wood and she stacked it in the truck. We worked long and hard, oh, it was nice. I loved to watch the sweat roll on down her back. Oh, you know that wood would warm us twice. Way down the hill we stopped at the skinny dipping hole. We danced and we played in a crystal stream. It's a nice ending for a long hot day. All's the answer to every poor boy's dream. I saw her clear and I love that woman. I would move anywhere she shows. But things don't come my way that often, no, no. Oh, and I was willing to work, willing to work for love. I was willing to work, willing to work for love.
That was Willing to Work for Love by our guest, Bill Fields of the Canefields. What was the inspiration behind that one?
It's that's what we all do, especially if we have families. We We don't really want to get up and go do a job every day. We want to get up and write music. But we go do what we have to do because we love everybody so much. It's just the human nature way of all through history with every culture.
Is there a part of your life that you think you draw more inspiration from than others?
I would say so, yes. Probably the yoga and the meditation through the yoga has allowed me to think on different levels and bring stuff in through inspiration. And I say bring stuff in through inspiration. That's not correct because I don't know that we have any control over inspiration. It sort of just comes. But I think that the meditation and the yoga has opened those channels in some kind of way to make that more effective. And, of course, as a young life, being a young hippie, and we were young hippies in the mountains in Northern California, we had dedicated our lives to love and peace. If you remember the peace sign, everybody thinks that means peace, but it meant peace and love. And of course, I think as young hippies, we failed a little bit because we went in wrong directions somewhat. But I don't think we're finished. I think we can come back and attempt again that beginning that was so good and the innocence and the goodness of that early beginning. But I don't want to say that that's just what I'm trying to do. That's probably one of the more influencing factors.
So would that be the role you think music's trying to fulfill in your life? You know, you had yoga and meditation. You had that young life. Is that music kind of a repetition of that or going back to that for you?
Well, I would say it's a continuance in some way. But I think it's, you know, like sometimes with your passion, it's not something you want to do or don't want to do. It's something you wake up and you just feel yourself doing. And you have choices when you wake up. You say, you know, do I want to go do this or that? But at some point you're drawn somewhere. And the nice thing is to have the time to be drawn in those directions that you want to be drawn in and fulfill that thing that's driving you, be in that flow instead of resisting the flow and saying, well, I got to go to work. I got to go lay those bricks, you know. But so I just wake up thinking I got to lay these bricks.
What's the next song you'll be playing for us?
Struggle and Surrender. It's a place where we all live in life, where we struggle, we struggle, we struggle, and we surrender, we surrender, we surrender. My ship is going down in that deep blue sea. I'm so far from land, what will become of me? I'm lost in the beauty of the sea. I'm lost in the beauty of just trying to be free. Maybe a boat will come and rescue me. I'm hard-pressed to find my way out. The sea's getting rougher all around me. Oh, Lord, how did I come to this place? I've lost all thoughts of what men say and disregard those who thought they knew. I'm lost somewhere between the struggle and the surrender, and all I can think about is you. Ooh. Ooh. I've been trying to get home since I left my family. Oh, it's a place I just can't find. My feet are tired and my soul is worn. I guess my home is in my mind.
sea's getting rougher. I can't catch a breath. I guess this old sea might seal my fate. I see a boat on the far horizon. Oh Lord, how did I come to this place? I've lost all thoughts of what men say and disregard those who thought they knew. Lost somewhere between the struggle and the surrender, and all I can think about is you. I'm lost somewhere between the struggle and the surrender, and all I can think about is you. Ooh. Ooh.
That was Struggle and Surrender by our guest, Bill Fields of the Cane Fields. What will you be playing for us next?
Let It Go.
No sense talking about what will be. We don't really have a say. No sense worrying about what's going on. It just gets in our way. Just put a smile on your face. Just put a smile on your face. Just put a smile on your face and let it go. Oh, let it go. Let it go. Lay your head down by the river. Close your eyes towards the sun. Dream the dream you've been waiting for. Oh, your sweet time has come. Anything can happen anytime. Don't bother to anticipate. Anything can happen anytime. Don't sit around and wait. Put a smile on your face. Just put a smile on your face. Just put a smile on your face and let it go. Oh, let it go. Let it go. Rest your spirit in crystal waters. Bathe your body in the warm sun. You've been waiting for this moment. All your sweet time has come. Just let it go.
That was Let It Go by our guest, Bill Fields of the Cane Fields. Do you want to say something about that one?
No, I don't know where it came from, and I don't know how I came up with it, but it has a nice message. Just let it go. Put a smile on your face and let it go. You know, you can't worry about all that stuff. It's just, I was thinking that the wages of sin are death. Funny statement, you know. You hear it out of the Bible at times, and I didn't always understand it, but now I understand it better. That everything, all tension that you create in your body throughout your life, is actually what destroys you. It raises your blood pressure. It does all kinds of things to your body. And so if you can go through a life of just letting it go, well, who knows what better and longer life that you would have.
So what made you choose guitar as your instrument of choice?
I had one.
You had one.
It was convenient. It was all convenience.
What will you be playing for us next?
Wash Away the Night. I know I have a problem, but maybe we can try. I know I've said and done things that make an angel cry. But I believe that I've awoken and come into light. So won't you help me, darling, to wash away the night. Wash away the night. Help me wash away the night. Wash it with the morning light. Bathe and breathe and let the water flow. Help me wash away the night. Help me wash away the night. Forgiveness is a blessing. Compassion is a gift. I accept life as it happens. I pray for a shift. Let forgiveness rain upon us from heaven above, and fill us with compassion, and shower us with love. Won't you shower us with love? Help me wash away the night. Wash it with the morning light. Bathe and breathe and let the water flow. And help me wash away the night. Help me wash away the night. Wash away, oh, the sun is coming up. Wash away, the birds are singing. Wash away, the dawn is breaking. Wash away, oh, that sweet, sweet light. Wash away, my fears are fading. Wash away, all the love is shining down. Shine, 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 shine. You help me to wash away the night. Wash away. Help me to wash away the night.
That was Wash Away the Night by our guest, Bill Fields of the Canefields. What was the inspiration behind that song?
It was in our lives, we all have times that we regret. where we were not the person that we saw in our eyes that we should be. And it's a song that's asking or even almost begging that we're able to wash away this night and come forth into the light with the break of day. So it's just sort of a prayer from me to that the world open up and be the joy that it can be.
And when did you start performing publicly?
Probably about 3 or 4 years ago. When I was first retired, I was probably about 58, and I started playing guitar. And I have some great friends out in Northern California because I had a natural food restaurant and a dance hall in my 20s. And I had some tremendous musicians. Tim Kaine, for example, of the Kaine Fields. He's Tim Kaine. I'm Bill Fields. Tim Kaine was a dynamic musician. I don't know if you've heard of the Sons of Chaplin, but he was a leading member in the Sons of Chaplin, which was the opening band for Hendrix and Joplin and all those people during that time. He ran away from that because it was just too crazy, and he moved to the mountains and became an organic farmer, and he'd come down and play at the dance hall. He was so good. He's such a good saxophonist that the Carlos Santana wanted him to head his horn section. So, I mean, he's like this great person, but he doesn't care that much about fame or money. He's the quintessential hippie and just really doesn't care. But he's a great musician, and when he heard what I was writing, he says, let's record one. So we recorded one, and then he said, well, let's get together for a month next year and just do a whole thing. And so we recorded a first album, Waterfall of Love, and then we did it 2 more years, and that time we took 2 years of a month each to record Willing to Work for Love. So it was just osmosis. It was nothing I planned or tried to do. It was just sort of things falling in that way.
What will you be playing for us next?
Pain. Pain comes from... remember, what movie was it? Bill Murray was in, where he lived every day over and over.
Groundhog Day,
right. Well, he just couldn't learn from the pain. It was like every day he had to live it over. But everybody liked that movie so much because it really hit a note of what we really do in life is we make the same mistakes over and over and over and we never learn. So the name of the song is I Just Can't Learn from the Pain. And it just seems typical in the life. And I blame it all on me and I don't criticize anyone else for it.
Just can't learn from the pain. I wanna go home. All the colors are insane, and my life it's going by. We are all aging children, just standing in line. When will that goodness just stick around so I can find me? Bobby said, Billy, stop your complaining. You're not starving in Africa. You might never have a life as sweet as this again. So Billy, what you gonna do? I looked at Bobby, I knew he was right. I don't live the way I should. Things don't change easy for me, 'cause I don't learn from my pain. Nothing lost, nothing gained. Chance in hell, I'll change my way. It just all stays the same. cause I don't learn from my pain. No, I can't learn from my pain.
That was Pain.
Yeah.
What will you be playing for us next?
My Sanity.
I don't know what you're saying. Everything is slightly askew. But maybe it's always been that way. But suddenly it's noticeable. I'm at my wit's end. It feels like saying something sensible has really no effect at all. Maybe I should be approaching this from another reality. Or maybe I shouldn't be approaching this at all. And maybe I'm the problem. And maybe I'm the cure. And maybe there's no reason at all. And maybe there's too many reasons, each led upon itself. Leaving no way in and no way out. The perfect definition of insanity. The queen, she tells me she's so special, and I ask her why, and she says because everyone agrees it's so. Is everybody high? 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 Maybe it's me. Just maybe. It's me. I see them fighting madly over some milk on supply. See them trying to buy the status as if they can. The golden calf is running wild through the streets, and I just sitting here, rationalizing my sanity.
That was My Sanity by our guest Bill Fields of the Cane Fields. What was the inspiration behind My Sanity?
The insanity in the world at this point. We turned it into a girl, and I don't know if that was correct in the song, but it's like you're dealing with these big businesses, and they say you owe us another $400, and they're obviously so wrong, and you call and they put you on hold, and they say, sorry, nothing we can do, and sorry, we can't do this now, and just run you in such circles, and you can tell it's all planned and it's all formatted and everything, and they put you in this insanity of not being able to escape. And not just those guys, it seems the whole world is functioning on some kind of level now where It doesn't matter that you say something sensible. They bypass that, and they say something totally insensible, but because they're in a position of power, you're sort of stuck with the nonsense. Sometimes it brings you to a point of furious, although I don't really get furious. As furious as I get. Darn. But so it's a song that popped up in the middle of the night. It was totally inspirational. I got up and I wrote it as a poem. I don't even know it's a poem. I just wrote it all down. And a month later, I looked at it. I says, oh, it might be a good song. And I tried some chords on it, and it worked great from my perspective. I don't want to say it worked great. That's egotistical. But I thought it was like okay, and it would work all right. So it became a song. But
beautiful look behind the writing process.
Mm-hmm.
So are there current musical projects you're working on?
Yeah, we'll get together again in January. I'll go out there, and we come across country, and I take my guitar. And Doug is the guitarist, and he's a great guitarist. And Tim, we come across country, and we listen to what I want to try to put together. And we all decide it's not what I want to do, it's what we want to do. And work on it going across country, and then we take a month. And so I'm busy getting those songs down to a point where singing is funny. Because it's not just singing. The people are such that attention spans are fairly short. So you have to place words in there that catch them in some way and put them adrift into their own thought patterns of becoming better, because the words are planted in my mind to make people better. So you have to plant these words that do stick out. And when you sing it, these words have to come out such that they do stick in people's head and put them on that journey for that time. Done properly, no one can ever hear your song in one sitting. It takes several sittings because they are supposed to get lost in these songs as they go, in theory, in my head.
it would evolve and they would catch different parts of it each time.
Correct, correct. That's the hope.
What will you be playing for us next?
Topless Dancer. And it's about being in love with a topless dancer and the jealousy that can come forth from such a relationship. And in my mind, it's not that relationship. That's the epitome of the possibility of jealousy, is being with a topless dancer and she's out dancing for all those other guys in that way. And as a guy sitting home, you're sitting home and you're waiting for her to come home and you're sort of just like, man, I don't know if I'm really the guy I thought I was. So it's just and there's a funny thing about it. I sing this, and it's just the guy being jealous, and it's not really doing him any good. In the actual production that we did of it, there's a girl in the background, and it totally changes the dynamics. And at the end, she's going, I really love you, baby. You're my only man. I just want to be with you. So it's like it really shows the insanity of his jealousy. And of course, we all know that jealousy is just insanity, because I don't know you should really even care what other people are doing. If they're not doing what you want, then you should be somewhere else and not trying to correct them. So it's sort of a bigger issue there, but anyway.
I don't know how I'm gonna say it. I'm gonna say it anyway. When you come home late, I feel blue about you. I know you need to make a living, but your living plays on my mind. Dancing for all those other guys in that way. Cause maybe I'm not the man I thought I was. And maybe things aren't exactly how they seem. I'm only the man that I really am. And maybe that's all the man that I can be. Maybe that's all the man that I can be. You tell me it don't mean a thing. You say it's just a job. Oh, but I can't stop my mind from wandering when I'm all alone. Late at night I dream of things I don't want to dream. Oh, don't be angry, darling, I'm just not that strong. Cause maybe I'm not the man I thought I was. And maybe things aren't exactly how they seem. I'm only the man that I really am. Maybe that's all the man that I can be. Maybe that's all the man that I can be.
That was Topless Dancer by our guest Bill Fields of the Cane Fields. How would you describe your music and what genre it fits into?
I don't know. It's funny because we're sort of very eclectic in that. But I would say overall, when we talk amongst ourselves, we say it's Northern California laid-back music more than anything.
What will you be playing for us next?
Nothing. And nothing. Tim and I, every morning before we go to... We go in to record. We sit out by the river for an hour, and we watch the birds, and we watch the fish, and we do nothing. And we found that the more nothing that we did, the more that got done. It's our own tripping over ourselves that creates all these problems in life and holds us back so desperately. So it's really a song about doing nothing, nothing at all.
I'm the fool who wants to wake up from a dream within a dream. Leave behind my whole day tripper and find my way to the promised land. So long I've lived with no direction. So long I've lived with no connection at all. Still I'm lost, but it's getting brighter. The light just comes down from nothing at all. Everything, it comes from nothing. All you gotta do is nothing at all. Just stop all your foolish tripping. All you gotta do is nothing at all. So if you live your days in darkness, in a dream, in a foreign land, leave behind your whole day tripper. Find your way to the promised land. Everything, it comes from nothing. All you gotta do is nothing at all. Just stop all your foolish tripping. All you gotta do is nothing at all, nothing at all.
That was Nothing by our guest Bill Fields of the Cane Fields. What's next on our list?
Oh, Great Spirit. Sometimes I call it my prayer. I'm working on this song still, and we did record it, and we recorded it in a very native way with the native beat, and I can't do it with the native beat. I haven't quite pulled that off, although I'm working on it. But it's all about O Great Spirit and the prayers I have to the Great Spirit. And I like this term, O Great Spirit, because it really doesn't note a religion of any type. It's anybody can recognize the power in the universe, the trees growing and everything around us and the karma and everything that comes down as a product of the Great Spirit. And, of course, not everybody, but large numbers.
Oh, Great Spirit, won't you dance with me? Guide me on my journey in this time. Through the mountains, over the waters, as I cross the desert of my mind. Cross the desert of my mind. Oh, Great Spirit, won't you dance with me to the music of this life? Bathe me in your cool waters as I cross the desert of my mind. Cross the desert of my mind. Lead me not into temptation. Deliver me from darkness to the light. Give me the strength and the wisdom to surrender to the love. Surrender to the love. Oh, Great Spirit, won't you dance with me? Allowing that I find the peace and love and the harmony as I cross the desert of my mind. Cross the desert of my mind.
That was O Great Spirit, or sometimes My Prayer, by our guest, Bill Fields of the Cane Fields. Is there a goal for your music in the future? Anywhere you want it to go or any instruments or styles you want to incorporate?
No, I think we're pretty much where it's at. Fig does great saxophone. We got nice horn people. We got nice backup girls. We got everything, I think, that, and who knows, you know, tomorrow when you're in passion, suddenly you get these visions and you say, oh, let's go do this vision. Like we did a CD last year and I totally had this vision of the CD down in the South Fork of the Trinity in Northern California where Terry gets up one morning. She's my wife for 47 years, and so it was a love song to her, and she says, Billy, we need to go get some wood. And I say, that girl could make me work all day. And then we go a wood scene, and then we do a skinny dipping scene, and we did that in video, and it's a beautiful video on that South Fork of the Trinity, which is possibly the most beautiful river in the world. It's so stunning, beautiful. And it can be seen under Mystery Manta on YouTube. So it's all one word.
So that's where people can find you online. Where can they hear you perform publicly?
Nowhere. Don't get me wrong. I go down to French Connection. I'm going out to Sanibel, to Boquilla, to Woody's, and places like that, but just with friends to do stuff. It's really my main thing I want to do is continue writing. And even after you write something, you're not finished. Even when it comes inspirationally, there's a word here that, you know, like sometimes there's a better word for something. I'm writing a song about Seize the Miracle. Like he gets up in the morning and he sees the miracle. And the play is on. The next line is Seize the Miracle. You know, seize your miracle. So the play is on the word seize. And somebody says, well, don't you feel a miracle? And I said, well, it doesn't matter. Because it's the word seize that creates the, and I think seize does work just fine too, because if you see the miracle, it's, I don't know whether fear sees or feels is better, but one word fits and another word doesn't fit. Or maybe it's too long or too short, or it doesn't roll quite right. You know, there's a feeling that's created with different letters, like B's sound pretty nice, and certain letters don't sound so nice. They don't really fit. So it's not always just, in my way of thinking now, like the perfect message, because people don't listen to the whole song. They catch segments of it. And if they do, I think it's nice stuff anyway. But I don't think that's what happens, generally speaking.
What's the next song you're going to be playing for us?
Mother Nature. And it's a song of intention. I'm very environmentally minded, and it's my intention to bring forth the intention through this song of other people. The line that I think catches is, we still have time to change our ways, because so many people think, well, we don't have time anymore, it's all over, and that's nonsense. We always have time. Nature is such that it'll protect us on and on, way beyond what we think it will. There's so many built-in things. Clouds come in when it gets too hot and gives us rain, and just naturally all these things happen. I don't say we won't reach a point where it doesn't happen, but I think if we can make the major intention of correct action, that things can still happen. I'm an optimist. It's in my nature to be an optimist. I think the world's been here a long time, and I think for my grandchildren it'll still be here. The other day, I ate a mango. Sat down under that tree to enjoy the day. Feel close to all the beauty, in which I abide. Mother Nature, I'm gonna start taking care of you. Mother Nature, I'm gonna start taking care of you. Through giving, through loving, through sacrifice. Through giving,
through loving, through sacrifice. We still have time to change our ways. We still have time to change our ways. I swim with the dolphins in my mind. We look each other in the eye. And while our hearts embrace, a plastic bag floats by. Mother Nature, I'm gonna start taking care of you. Mother Nature, I'm gonna start taking care of you. Through giving, through loving, through sacrifice. Through giving, through loving, through sacrifice. We still have time to change our ways. Still have time to change our ways. Playing in the mountains, dancing in the streams. America's the playground, the land of my dreams. Mother Nature, I'm gonna take care of you. Mother Nature, I'm gonna take care of you. Doop doo 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 boop boop doo 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 doop doo 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 wah. Doop doo 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 doop boop doo 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 doop boop doo 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 wah. Hey hey, Mother Nature, I'm gonna take care of you. I still have time to change my way.
That was Mother Nature by our guest, Bill Fields of the Cane Fields. What's the final song you'll be playing for us today?
See What the Family Do. It's a love song. I met my wife at a hippie love-in back in 1967. We held hands in a snake dance, and we never let go. It's been 47 years, and we've had a very nice life and children and grandchildren and traveling and exploring. And, you know, she's a yoga teacher, and she's an herbalist, and we both choose different paths, but we're together every evening, and actually we're together a lot in yoga because I really enjoy yoga myself. So it's just sort of a love song of our existence, and it's a very upbeat song, sort of like a Lovin' Spoonful type thing. So that's it.
I met her at a hippie lovin', say oh so long ago. She had a softness that I could curl up in. I never let her go. I was looking for love, 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 my whole life through. And hoping that that love, love, light would shine on me too. Ooh. I took that pretty girl home to see what the family do. Well, rainbows and moonbeams all danced in the sky. All I seen is love through my eyes. Colors are sparkling all around you. All love is everywhere, and it flows through you. I held her hand, I skipped a rock, I wrote a funny little poem. We did a dance and we smiled a lot. I took
took that pretty girl home, where we found love, 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 the whole night through. And we found love, 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 the next day too. Ooh, I took that pretty girl home to see what the family do. Well, one thing it leads to another. A pretty little girl and a baby brother. Colors are sparkling all around you. Oh, love is everywhere, and it flows through you. We're still here, and we're doing fine. Another sunny day. We laugh and smile, and we're dancing time. Everything's okay. I guess we found love, love, love to guide us through. I guess that old love, love, light shines on us too. Ooh, ooh, ooh. I took that pretty girl home to see what the family do. I took that pretty girl home to see what the family do.
That was See What the Family Do by our guest, Bill Fields of the Canefields. For producer Richard Chinghui, and with thanks to Nita Flores from Nita's Music Connection, doing business as Southwest Florida Music, I'm James Till. This is Gulf Coast Music on WGCU Fort Myers 90.1-2HD and WMKO Marco 91.7-2HD. Thank you for joining us, and thank you, Bill, for being here.
Thank you so much for having me.